Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Another amazing thing about Andrew Jackson, who we're talking to, an award-winning author and history professor in the last hour about, was that he didn't like the crowds. He didn't like the adulation. He liked his little farm. And, you know, the book I said was balanced. It doesn't get into his fighting with the Federal Reserve, you know, the same crowd. It doesn't get into him trying to basically bring them down and holding them off. And, of course, he was against a civil war because he knew the British were agitating the entire thing. And see, so many Southerners today, like, you know, rise again, the South. And I'm not saying the North was good or what the North did was good. It was all bad. It's just that the British really were manipulating all of that. And now we have a chance to talk to one of them, one of the great evils, as Andrew Jackson said, the ultimate boogeyman creatures. We actually have one with us, Lord Watson of Canterbury. Watson, good to have you with us.
Good to be back, Alex.
I'm sorry to have to tease you. It's just fun to do. Well, you know, I'm not really sorry. You can make fun of me, though. Go ahead. Go ahead if you want to.
Don't you talk bad about the government, boy.
I know. That's right. Don't you talk about George Bush, who I associate with my daddy. Oh, man. He was my daddy before he was my daddy's daddy, or whatever your brother said. That was a great little piece we did. All right, I'll quit screwing around. You know, there's so much serious news, so many serious things happening that we need to talk about. Remember 2 years ago, Paul, I talked about how the New York Times had that article about how your cable and your computer, you'd be able to dial into all the surveillance cameras and watch everybody and even get paid to do it?
Yeah.
Well, now in England, that's going to start on your major cable systems with the city, but it's going to be interactive, but you've got to pay to be part of it.
That's right. Launched in a borough of London today. It's basically what they're doing is people pay £3.50, which is about $5 or more, a month to watch the CCTV cameras, and they're encouraged to report suspicious behaviour. And it's kind of like something called the Delphi technique, which they use to make people believe they're involved in the very programs that oppress them. Make them, you know, think they're part of the power structure.
To boil it down, it's like paying lip service, or we want to hear what everyone has to say at the meeting, and then go, okay, we heard what you said. You said you want the slavery. And it doesn't matter if you said you didn't want it. They just go, well, we heard what you had to say.
Exactly. It ties into the fact that although some of the latest CCTV systems automatically detect, you know, loitering and suspicious behavior, they don't even need anyone to watch them. The non-mechanized aspect of it does need somebody to watch them. And obviously you can't have somebody watching every camera at every hour of the day. It's like when you talk about echelon, it's like coming home to having 3 million answer phone messages. You just can't sift through them all. So although everything's recorded, not everything's analyzed. But in the case of Britain, it comes at the same time as the British government and the Metropolitan Police launched this billboard and radio campaign, which encourages people to report their neighbours and report suspicious activity. And if you've heard the radio ad, which we had on the website, it's in the News in Focus section, it kind of plays into the trappings of the middle class.
Oh, do me a favour, I forgot to do that. Will you instant message that to the network?
Yeah, it says things like, you know, you enjoy your nice lifestyle, you enjoy seeing your friends.
Well, if you want to, you better stop the terrorists. Did they cash a check wrong? And then, of course, terror is all crime. Because there's not going to be any real terror, folks.
Well, they give examples, potential signs of terrorism, you know, judging on the message being sent out by these posters. Living in a house or an apartment is a potential sign of terrorism, according to them. The posters say, terrorists need places to live. Are you suspicious of your tenants and neighbors?
So basically, we've got to teach you how to be suspicious of everyone.
Yeah, and if you live in a house, then you may be a terrorist.
Aha, yes. If you have a car, you may be a terrorist. Stay there, Paul. I want to go over all this in detail and instant message that over to the little polywogs at the network, and we'll get it out to people.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain?
Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
In the past few years, millions of Americans have made the switch to natural products. Herbs, minerals, vitamins, and essential oils are now being recognized as the safest and most effective products in the quest for good health. Introducing Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste. Vitamir has created unique and natural patented formulas that set them apart from any other oral hygiene products. The folks at Vitamir have blended zinc, folic acid, myrrh, and clove oil into gentle but effective products that freshen your breath and fight gum disease. Good health starts in your mouth, and regular use of Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash is a powerful front line of defense against gingivitis, bleeding gums, and folks with braces or dentures will love that clean, fresh, just from the dentist office feeling. And once you've tried Vitamir, you just may find that no other toothpaste or mouthwash will do. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste today. You'll be glad you did, and so will that special someone in your life. Call 877-817-9829 to order Vitamir oral hygiene products today. Try Vitamir and you'll feel that squeaky clean sensation others just talk about.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. We have our great friend from Northern England joining us, where they're known for standing up against tyranny as well. Yes, that's the MO I get from the folks over in Europe. It's those evil folks from Northern England. Our little Scotty Waddy Lord Watson, and he is on with us right now. And I mean, here's the news, folks. I talked about this in the first hour. We'll talk about it more today. Bush advisor says president has legal power to torture children and crush their testicles. And he was asked about it at a big University of Chicago symposium, arguing with a Notre Dame professor, and he said it's good, and they'll do it, and they can also commit genocide. So, you know, it's just unbelievable to hear this out of him. And this is one of the other advisors who was in the same department there as White House counsels, as our current Attorney General, Alberto Gonzalez, who said that they were above the law. And I also then have this news about how GM food killing mammal babies. That is 6 times a higher level in infant mortality with those that have eaten genetically modified crops. I mean, folks, this stuff is actual poison. I mean, you're worried about smoking 2 packs of cigarettes a day. Well, I would be if you do, but that's a lot less dangerous. I mean, drinking Jack Daniels every day, 10 shots of it, and smoking 2 packs of cigarettes is less dangerous from the studies I've seen. I mean, it'll kill you faster to be eating this stuff. And are they stopping? No, it's just going into everything. Paul, my head is starting to spin. I mean, is your head just starting to spin? Are they just not I mean, that's more radical than I thought. They go in front of a symposium and go, yeah, we can crush small children's testicles. I mean, where do they come up? I mean, what is wrong with these people? What is their major malfunction?
Well, they've given themselves carte blanche to do anything they like, you know, under the auspices of the noble lie that the ends justify the means, and they don't. It's like with the mercury in vaccines. There was a comedy skit on a Canadian politics comedy show where they were asking the people who'd just taken the flu shot if they knew that the vaccine had mercury in it. None of them did, and they all said, you know, I've just got blind faith in government. I think they're here to protect me, and I trust them. You know, the same kind of government that...
Now, was it one of those comedy skits where the comedy guy goes out and interviews, you know, real people?
Yeah.
Have I missed that video?
It was on Perspective last week.
Oh, man, you got to instant message that to the network, too. We'll air that in a minute. Now I know I'm digressing. I want to go back to this in a minute with the GM foods and whatever else you want to talk about and this sicko saying, you know, that they can torture small children. I mean, this is how sick it is, folks. And then, of course, they have all the TV shows that say the same thing, mass conditioning, a unified front of pure wickedness. I mean, this is wickedness. But going back to what's happening in London now, and I mean, even the BBC says it's Stasi Big Brother. Even the Register, we can all be Big Brother now, and it says you've read the book and seen the film, now you can oppress the proletariat. Yes, it's true, you can take part in a groundbreaking social engineering project without leaving the comfort and safety of your own ivory tower, which we call rubbish, using three same inferior architect who kiddied out the office of the Deputy Prime Minister. And it goes on to say that now the cable, and this is just starting in one area, it's going to be nationwide. Again, they've said this here, but here they're going to make us all watch each other. That was in the New York Times. I mean, Paul, this isn't coming. It's here, brother.
It's here now. And to look at these posters that the Met police put out shows you how brazen they are in announcing it. They've got a poster which shows a receipt for a credit card refund. They say that is a potential sign of terrorism. So, you know, about 10 million British citizens became terrorist suspects on Boxing Day when they got refunds for unwanted Christmas gifts. And they must know that, you know, if there's any real terrorists out there, ones that aren't on the payroll of MI6, like our friend Aswat, the London bombing mastermind, that, you know, something like this would only create more noise in the system, allowing any real terrorist to evade any detection, and they must know that. So, in effect, they're creating the terrorist cadres that don't exist.
By the way, I've had on about the protecting the terrorists, you're right, who are their officers. I have had on, what, four high-level CIA officers in the last month. They've all said these local tattletale squads, like they're doing in Knoxville, Tennessee, and London, England, are the opposite of what will keep us safe if the terror threat was real. I mean, that's 101 what you just said, Paul. But you can't tell that to these cops and the general public, who frankly are as dumb as dirt.
Well, yeah, and they get power out of it. They get to exercise their little Hitler ego trips when they search your bags and stuff like that.
And you read this, it says crime is terror. There's not going to be any real terrorists with millions of people watching CCTs. TVs. No, I mean, this is about total control. And by the way, they passed the new law there where if you drop some trash, you can go to jail and be charged thousands of pounds. And guess what? Blair's saying, if you do this now, they'll take your house. Yes, it's in the news today. Now, for petty crimes, the government will take your house.
Yeah, they've got people who frog march you to a cash machine if you drop a piece of gum, if you don't immediately pay the fine. You get arrested. And now the law's coming in Britain where any offense whatsoever is immediately arrestable.
And again, we heard this 5 years ago when Blair said, I want to get rid of juries, they're bad. And now they're starting to do it.
And with this surveillance grid and the Stasi campaign, they're kind of shifting the surveillance grid into areas where it's not mechanized, so it becomes self-regulating. Because if you pound it into people that everything they're doing is constantly being monitored, which is obviously part of the motivation behind this NSA spying scandal.
It's called the Panopticon. It's called self-censorship chilling effect.
Yeah, so I pounded it into people. They're trying to make people regulate their own behavior, and have, you know, absolutely no confidence to exercise their innate freedoms. For example, I get emails from people asking if they subscribe to PrisonPlanet.tv, will they get put on a list? Will they get a visit from Homeland Security? That's how deep it penetrates. So by announcing,
well, I know a lot of people who say, you're making this stuff up, but I don't want to talk to you because I'll be put on a list. And I go, now, which is it? We're not living under Big Brother, but you're afraid of being put on a list. Folks, who cares if you're on a list? Let me tell you the truth. I have congressmen on. I have Bush, Reagan, Bush Sr., major former officials on saying the government's terrorist is carrying out terror attacks and is going to kill us. Okay? I mean, look, they're people who weren't saying this a few years ago. It's because they see what we see. Okay, we're the good guys. If we roll over now, then you need to be afraid. This whole thing is to abuse us all. If you serve them, they'll abuse you. It's actually when you fight them, it's like a lion leaving an elephant alone. It goes after a Kit Kat, or it goes after a gazelle. It goes after some little bug-eyed creature that's defenseless. It doesn't go after some elephant. So stop acting like a bunch of little cowardly jellyfish. And no, folks, PrisonPlanet.tv, now I've been offered money before, but it's always by, you know, like 10 years ago, give money to Pat Buchanan, and now I'm on every mailing list you can imagine of conservative groups. No, we don't sell names. We don't do anything with it. In fact, after a year, it gets shredded. So no, we do not sell names to answer that question. But already, dum-dums, when, and I don't mean to be mean about it, but come on, folks, talking to those particular people, already on the net with cookies, everything's being tracked to begin with. That's the whole point. That's the whole point. It's out of control. Paul, go ahead.
Yeah, and for the elite, you know, that self-regulatory little brother syndrome, as opposed to Big Brother watching everybody, it's going to be more successful for them, because a dictatorship by fiat rather than force is something that's far easier for them to package and sell to the wider population.
Well, here's an example. There's a big article out today, actually several, about Rupert Murdoch bought MySpace with his 36 million members. And you could go on there and say whatever you wanted and do whatever you wanted to share information, and so the pig demon, the person who puts out the dirtiest, rottenest TV to corrupt everybody, who then you call Christian conservative, Rupert Slimeball Maggot Head Murdoch, phony conservative propagandist, worms his way over and buys MySpace, and now it's not just hundreds of things, thousands of things. I mean, News Corp admits, that's who owns Fox, News Corp admits that you post anything about their competitors, anything about anything else, it's automatically deleted. You see, there's your free speech.
And this is why there's a push for internet too, because in the sphere of the internet, they have got those mechanized systems where, for example, Microsoft have keyword logging for all emails, which led them to alert the Chinese government to shut down this blogger, which they've done on several other occasions in the past.
And what were these bloggers doing? Criticizing how their neighbor was forced to have an abortion. Oh, we better shut them down.
Yeah, and Declan McCullough's got an article out today. Annoying someone on the internet is a federal crime.
That's right. CNN News, mainstream. Tell us about that, Paul.
Yeah, it was passed by Pork Barrel, as they always do, in a different bill. And it's, if you annoy someone on the internet, the language is so vague and ambiguous, it could be anything, then it's 2 years in jail and a fine, which is obviously going to target political email lists as nuisances or any kind of boycott or lobbying.
Now, again,
campaign.
That's total First Amendment. No one believed that the McCain-Feingold bill that says 6 weeks before an election, I can't have Gun Owners of America on or Nature Conservancy. But now Bush signed it 3 years ago, 4 years ago, and now it's being implemented. I mean, that's your free country, boys and girls.
Yeah, and then stuff like, you know, can spam law. I get more amount of spam now since they passed that law. Who does it target? It's always people who send out mass emails and, you know, those people who get accused of paper terrorism and stuff like that by trying to lobby people in government or establishment.
It's all going to be selectively enforced. And then when the British government or the U.S. government sells your data to known criminals on purpose, nobody gets in trouble.
Well, yeah, and they actually said that they're going to fund the British ID card by selling all your personal information to big companies so they could spam you with offers of credit cards, etc. So they brought it in under the guise of protecting your information and identity theft, and the very first step that they take to fund it does exactly that.
Well, we got the audio clip, the radio ad in England about how to keep safe. Look for people. Do you want to continue living an enjoyable life? Become a member of Big Brother's Stasi and bring down the East Asians. We've always been at war with East Asia. Now, Morpho missile production and Chaka rations are up by 2,971%. BB reports 6795.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Has anyone told you how the Patriot Acts number 1 and 2 is the groundwork to eliminate all of our freedoms guaranteed to us by the Bill of Rights? Have you been told that they infringe upon the 1st, 2nd, 4th, 5th, and 14th Amendment? This is minimum infringement. There may be more. Is your guaranteed right to freedom of speech, assembly, religion, privacy, and to own a gun important to you? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Our operators are standing by to take your order.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
I want to get into Larry Silverstein. Paul, thanks to a listener, dug up the fact they covertly kind of put out a little press report through the State Department of all places, trying to explain away why they said that they blew up Building 7. So that's coming up. But, Paul, let's roll this ad. Now set up this radio ad for us. This goes along with the billboard ads that say, safe under the watchful eyes, with like a big brother all-seeing eye looking down on the buses. And then a year later, the buses and the trains get bombed. So just kind of an in-your-face situation. Now they have these new ads, TV, radio, print. Report your neighbors, watch for everything. Everything's terrorism. Set up this ad we're about to hear, Paul.
Well, yeah, before the bombings, they had a Stasi campaign on trains saying you should report suspicious behavior on trains. And now last week, Metropolitan Police and the government launched this campaign, which encourages reporting your neighbors, reporting people who own a vehicle or get a credit card refund. So it's basically anything that is potential terrorism.
And they're just training us. Then in 2 years, it'll be report anybody who doesn't submit to the government, who doesn't like what we're doing, and then they just disappear.
Yep, that's the plan.
Let's go ahead and roll this loving ad. Here it is.
You are someone who lives in London. Someone who takes the tube, gets the bus, hails a cab. You're someone who stands on the right, holds open doors, smiles at strangers. You're someone with a partner, friends and family, mates and colleagues. You are someone with hopes and fears, ambitions and dreams, a past and a future. And you are someone who knows that terrorists won't succeed as long as someone calls the police to report anything suspicious. You are that someone.
If you see anything suspicious, a bag, a vehicle, or just the way a person's behaving, don't leave it to someone else. If you suspect it, report it. Call 999. Metropolitan Police, working together for a safer London.
But if you see the tube full of illegal aliens, don't worry about it. Tony Blair's made secret deals to legalize all of them, like Georgie Porgy Pudding Pie.
That's right, he's been caught doing that with the Romanian government and others. But it's, just listen to it, it's anything. You know, how about breathing oxygen or eating food?
Well, you've got a life. Listen, you've got a life, and you're not going to have that life unless you start tattling on everyone. It just creates this foggy fear, and the men in black uniforms are going to save you. Meanwhile, I'm out there bullhorning Parliament, totally legal. They outlawed it 3 days later, and they march over and try to physically start stopping me from speaking.
Yeah, but just imagine if people took this to heart. The amount of noise it would create, where you'd have people phoning 999 for anything, and people who wanted to get revenge on somebody they didn't like.
But I'll tell you what this does.
To do that.
But I'll tell you what this does. It creates a chatter. The thousands of anti-terror drills they've had create the subconscious perception that the terror threat is real. They've got to do this.
Yeah, they've charged 500. They've had 500 terrorist suspects detained in Britain. They've only charged two of them, and that was on visa violation.
By the way, we found publications from the 80s. It's admitted that they caught, this was big in the news when it happened, a Mossad agent with a team of six about to carry out bombings on buses and trains to blame it on the Muslims. Oh, nice little tidbit we found, Paul. A little memory hole news we'd forgotten about.
Exactly. And then even not terrorism, anything that, hate speech. There was a lady in Cambridge, which is just north of London, who wrote a book opposing gay adoption. She was doing a radio interview instead, very calmly, without threatening
We don't
anybody.
Give girls to two men, and we shouldn't adopt boys to two men, and they said, we may arrest you, lady.
Yeah, she got a phone call from the police, and she said to them, well, have I broke any law? They said, no, we're just investigating. And, you know, she said, well, why don't you go out and catch some real criminals? Stop wasting my time. So, I mean, those are the real criminals now. Authors and people who live in houses and own vehicles. People who
well,
are
simple,
seen
Paul.
By the lake in London could be terrorists, these posters say.
Tyranny is put in place to take land and take property and enslave people. And you can bet your bottom dollar, because all the economic indices show this. You know, that's a big news story last week, that China is now going to move away from the dollar. And then the average public has no idea what that means, Paul.
No, the economy's great. It's improving all the time. They believe it, and that's the end of the story.
Doesn't matter. Every major index and industry shows the opposite, Paul.
Exactly.
We're just being negative, Paul. I guess, you know, I want to come back and talk about the Bush administration officials saying they can torture people's children in front of them and crush their genitalia. You think we ought to talk about that when we get back, Paul?
Yeah, because I wrote an article last week saying... what's next, advocating torturing children. You know, we've already seen it in 24.
With Bunsen burners, you said, yeah.
Yeah, and it came out yesterday.
You see, it was worse than what you thought they'd do, see?
Yeah.
It's always worse. And there's actually weirdos right now going, yeah, killing, torturing children's good. That's what America's all about. What's wrong with that Paul guy on there? We need to torture children. That's what freedom's about, and that's what Jesus would do.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Thanks for tuning in to this edition of Coffee on the Air. I'm your host, Joe Java. Today we're talking about guilt-free, healthy coffee. Yes, it is possible to enjoy healthy coffee. And on today's episode, we're going to tell you how. More after this break.
Time to wake up and start your day on a healthy note with Gano Coffee. What makes Gano Coffee so special is the addition of high-quality Ganoderma from the amazingly nutritious red reishi mushroom that provides energy and helps expel toxins from the body. For your coffee sample, call toll-free 866-271-3653.
Welcome back to Coffee on the Air. I'm Joe Java with news that you can enjoy guilt-free coffee. Just visit our website, coffeeontheair.com. Or call us directly at 866-271-3653. Stay tuned for the next episode of Coffee on the Air, when we discuss how Gano Coffee can boost your immune system and can actually help you get a good night's sleep.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there was someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they see? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth-hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337. And that's 888-240-3337. Or go to assetprotectionteam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
Central, back from 9 to midnight, Central Standard Time. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Paul Watson riding shotgun with us. A ton of news. We want to cover a couple different audio clips as well. Before we go any further, though, if you want to spend a lot of money and get hazardous, toxic, poisonous chemicals for cleaning, that's your business. If you want to save lots of money, get safe, earth-friendly, pure soaps made out of vegetables and fruits, for your health and cleanliness, then that's my business, and that's the Cal Bend Soap Company. Folks, I've been using them for almost 2 years, and then my wife's like, why don't you get them as a sponsor? And I'm like, yeah, this stuff's incredible. It's just made out of coconuts and made out of vegetables, and there's no beef tallow, there's no toxins. It doesn't eat holes in your clothes. It's so good. I mean, anytime we run out of it and use other even mild detergents, my kids get rashes and stuff on them. It dries their skin out. It eats through your clothes. believe me, folks, it's so toxic. Why? And as usual, getting something non-toxic that's great saves you money. 85% off. That's how much you'll save with this stuff because it's triple concentrated. You need to go to Cal Ben Pure Soap, ladies and gentlemen. You need to go to their website and you need to get the materials and you need to use them. We have a big banner up on Infowars.com at CalBenPureSoap.com. That's C-A-L-B-E-N, PureSoap.com. Or just go to Infowars.com, left-hand side. There's a link to it, and Paul Watson's going to be putting a link up on PrisonPlanet.com as well. It's a made-in-America company right out in Oakland, California. It is a now 57-year business. Some of the old ads you run on the network, because the network's had them for a sponsor for a while, say 50 years. It's now 57 years family-owned. And you save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Cal Ben Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. And they've got some starter packs where they send you out, you know, some laundry soap, dish soap, bath soap, shampoo for just for about the cost of two bottles of, you know, maybe a bottle of detergent and a bottle of shampoo. You get like five or six things. It's just like half off. It's just ridiculous. Give them a call, 800-340-7091. Tell them Alex Jones sent you to get that. Get a free catalog, 800-340-7091 or calbenpuresoap.com. Try Pure Soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else. You know, at the Whole Foods, at the Central Market, we still buy some other citrus and vegetable-based stuff. It's pretty good. But it's not as concentrated. It's not triple concentrated. And so, you know, we have quite a few things in the house. We do not use the toxic chemicals. And it's good. You walk in, you smell the cleaning stuff. It gets it clean even better, but doesn't make your head spin. I mean, who wants to be around that stuff? Just take sodium lauryl sulfate, number one ingredient in shampoo, a known carcinogen, a known toxin. They have allowable levels of all of this. I hate to harp all day, folks. I just don't know how you support Procter & Gamble with all the pentagrams on their products anyways. I mean, it just sounds crazy. Go look on the back of it. You know, this is the craziness of all of this stuff. It's a Twilight Zone episode. And so give Cal Ben Pure Soap a call. And before we go back to Paul Watson, we have a lot of new specials, and quite frankly today, I haven't printed them off the website, so I don't have them in front of me, but we got rid of the specials from last year, and we have the new specials for this year that are excellent. And we have the good old-fashioned special that we had before, the year-end special, for 3 months free. You don't get 5.3 months free, but you get 3 months free when you get a yearly subscription to PrisonPlanet.tv with my weekly TV reports, a weekly video shoot inside my radio studio with in-studio guest coming up. It's going to be Tex Mars. And we're going to have Mr. Stahl is running for state senate, fighting the Trans-Texas NAFTA corridor grid. He'll be in the studio Friday. That'll be up on the site. Our interview with Bagnarek of last Friday, that'll be up tomorrow for PrisonPlanet.tv members. All my films, my book, Paul Watson's book, all my best audio interviews, PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day. And coming up in about 2 months, it'll be the two-year anniversary of Prison Planet. .tv. So there are 2 years of material up there. Well, really, there's about 10 years of material up there. All my work in the last 10 years, the best stuff we've done. And it's a great activist center. You can download all my videos, download copies of Paul's book, my book, put it on disc, print out hard copies of it, put it in a folder, give it as a gift, you know, spiral-bound folder. You can download the TV shows, burn them to disc, give them to people. An amazing activist tool. In fact, the high bandwidth quality versions are pretty good. You could even air those on local access TV if you wanted to. Just burn copies right there to your disc and go put that on. It is such an amazing tool. So use PrisonPlanet.tv as an activist tool. Very, very exciting. And we grow. We affect change. We get the word out because you give people information about PrisonPlanet.tv because you tell folks about Infowars.com. We have a whole video and bookstore, expanding T-shirts and videos and books we're carrying up on Infowars.com. Go order hard copies of DVD or VHS or T-shirts off of Infowars.com. That is the main engine, that shopping cart there that funds what we're doing. We're hiring more people. We're expanding. We're moving forward. We're going to intensify our war against the New World Order. It's a great harvest right now. People are really waking up because it's all out in the open now. People go, man, Alex said that 10 years ago. He said that 5 years ago. Station owners, you had me on as guest. I mean, every week they call. I'm putting you on. I didn't believe you 5 years ago. I had you on as a guest. It's all true. You know, my nephew got raided by the police, and they said, we don't need a warrant. You know, it's, you know, see, the tyranny is getting so bad now that it's happening, and we're standing up like Americans always do, the sleeping giant. But it doesn't mean we're winning. The battle is joined. We're in this match right now. We haven't won it. So InfoWars.com to order via the Safe Secure Shopping Cart or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139 or Prison Planet, Prison Planet, PrisonPlanet.tv. Take action. Call now. You can also write to me at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Everybody tells me I talk too fast. It's 3001. It's South Lamar. It's Suite 100. It's Austin, Texas. It's 78704. Paul Watson, I want to get into the news and play a couple audio clips here. We're always honored to have you. But tell us about some of the things we've been adding to PrisonPlanet.tv, then I want to get into Larry Silverstein.
Well, there's already a whole library there, which is now nearly 2 years old. Dozens of weekly video reports, all your documentary films.
Dozens? It's got to be like 100, Paul.
Well, yeah, many dozens. We purge the information. If you want to let your account expire, basically you could sign up for $5.95, download everything you want, and then cancel. We give people the option to do that. All the information gets purged after a matter of days. So we don't sell the information or anything like that. So it's all secure. We accept PayPal, credit card. We accept checks and money orders. Just send them to the address, which is on the website. And, you know, the bandwidth's great now. The videos download the highest possible speed you can imagine. I mean, I can download videos faster than some, you know, big websites like Yahoo or Hotmail or whatever at higher speeds. So for...
Yeah, it was slowing down during peak times because everybody's been sharing their passcodes, but now we've got a just really smoking pipe and servers. And so, yeah, and if it slows down again, we'll upgrade again, folks. It's not like, you know, AOL or something where they're just ripping everybody off and nobody can get online.
Meanwhile, saying the internet's bad anyway.
Larry Silverstein, I got a couple clips I want to play, Paul, but Larry Silverstein, they finally responded to, go through that great article you put together.
Well, yeah, it's been playing around the internet for a few months, but nobody picked up on it, and I'm quite frustrated that this story wasn't bigger, because it answered a lot of the questions that people had about what Silverstein meant when he said, we pulled Building 7 on that PBS documentary, and the answer... as you said, comes through the State Department website in their 9/11 debunking section, which also says that organ harvesting from executed Chinese prisoners is a conspiracy theory, even though it's admitted on their own website in a different area, and it's, you know, it's been in every major newspaper you can mention for the past 5-10 years.
The Chinese government advertises it. It's not like, you know, it's like saying Ford Motors doesn't exist.
Yeah, it's like saying the government putting mercury in vaccines is a conspiracy theory. It's admitted. But Silverstein said through his spokesperson that he meant that he was referring to evacuating firefighters from the building when he said, we pulled the building, which... doesn't correlate with the facts, because three separate official reports say that there were no firefighters in the building.
Ever. It was never fought.
No, the FEMA report.
Then they say that no one died in it, though a Secret Service agent did, and now this police detective who died was actually somebody who was in there and barely got out as it collapsed.
Yeah.
Plus, we have the squibs going off the building. He says, we gave the order to watch it come down, and then it came down. Then on the same documentary, they say, pull it means destroy a building. I mean, how simple is that?
Well, yeah, your FEMA report says no manual firefighting operations were taken by the FDNY in relation to building.
Local NPR reported that day, the government may blow the building up to keep others safe. The building fell into a perfect little demolition pile.
Yeah, and even Popular Mechanics debunking piece had the quote from NIST, National Institute of Standards and Technology, as saying there was no, quote, there was no firefighting in WTC-7.
They also say that North Tower fell and knocked out the central column, but their own debris field, they admit that the building never hit Building 7, that some dust did, and that the main support falls 1 second before the rest of the building falls at 5:30 in the afternoon. I mean, it's publicly admitted that the North Tower didn't hit it, but they just make it up and say it did now.
Well, just look at the video, North Tower collapsing. At the very least, it's hit by some dust. That building basically turns into dust seconds after it starts to collapse because of the volume of explosives that must have been in there. So, under no explanation can you say that the amount of damage...
And we have demolition professors, we have demolition physicists look at it and they go, look, it's a classic, there are the blast points, we've got the squibs, boom, 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 boom. I mean, you see the bombs going off!
Yeah, three steel buildings, the first in history and the only in history to collapse from fire damage, all in the same day.
But the point is that Silverstein has now changed his story as well, because earlier he just supposedly told a New York Post reporter that it was for some other reason, and I mean, now they're just in overdrive spin. I mean, it's not going to work.
Well, no, they're tripping over their own tongues. I mean, in one debunking piece, you know, it'll contradict Silverstein. There's a danger that debating all day what he meant when he said that clouds the fact that it's so blatantly obvious that the building was professionally demolished. Doesn't matter what Silverstein says happened and what definition you can get out of that. The evidence is there. The squibs, you know, the people in the lower levels, also in the trade towers, saying that bombs were going off.
The firefighters saying it. And yeah. By the way, they've now released a bunch of other firefighter tapes they claim were destroyed, but turns out under national security they'd hid them. And on all the tapes, the firefighters are saying bombs, 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 bombs.
I mean, go and read any recount of September 11th where they talk to people on the street, anyone who was in the building, invariably in nearly every one you'll see mentions of bombs.
It was as if they had detonators. Boom, boom, boom.
Exactly. So,
I mean, what do firefighters know?
And to my knowledge, nobody's taken up that $1 million challenge to prove that the building collapsed from fire damage caused by falling debris alone.
UL National Underwriters, the biggest group in the country, did their own internal test. When their chief engineer went public and said, it's all a fraud, fire won't do that, they fired Kevin Ryan. And I mean, now there's all these other demolition experts going public. I mean, it's just not true.
Exactly. You've got so many credible individuals coming out and saying the same thing that it's getting to the level where they could come out and say, because they had reports put out where these hijackers, government agents, whatever you want to call them, were seen in the trade towers before the attack. So they could come out and say that Al-Qaeda wired the building with bombs if it gets to the level where public climate is so acceptance to
that's something that would take months. I mean, it takes months to do that, but of course the general public doesn't know that, so they'll probably believe it.
I don't think they'll do that, but it's always, you know, it's a last resort.
Well, that's what Vance tried to say when he debated me. He admitted that Silverstein said he blew it up because it's public, and then but then said, oh, but it was Al-Qaeda that did it. I mean, it's just never ends. You know, I want to play this clip. You talked about that comedy piece out of Canadian TV where it's a comedy TV show, but they're talking to real people on the street about mercury and the vaccines. Go ahead and roll that mercury and vaccines clip.
Health Canada says the best way to avoid the flu is vaccination, which in many provinces is free. Well, let's see if these recent flu shot recipients can help reveal the mystery of why Cheetos and Pop-Tarts list their ingredients while vaccines do their best not to.
Are you aware of the ingredients in the vaccine?
I know there's some egg products.
I don't think they offered us a list of ingredients, though.
That, no, I don't know. This is blind faith for me. But did you know that there's mercury in that shot?
No, I didn't.
Oh, I did not, no. Are you glad that it's free?
Yes.
But you know it's not really free.
Yes.
Well, that's paying through our taxes, right? So,
if I sneeze right now, would you be okay with that?
No.
Well, these people confirmed two things. Some are happy to wait in line for a secret serum, and nobody likes getting sneezed on. Well, what if drug companies are right? What if tricking your body into thinking it's already sick doesn't make you sick? What if there's not enough vaccine to go around? You should know that making your own is easier than brewing your own beer. And it could save your life. Well, the first thing you need is a live virus. Now, is there anyone here suffering from the flu? Sir, would you favor us by discharging directly onto these chicken embryos?
Maybe I could do the help.
Okay. We now have our chicken embryos and our live virus. Now, from the pickled frog jar at your local school's biology class, we'll keep that virus dead like the drug companies do with formaldehyde. Now, careful, don't get any frog in the mix. That'd be gross. Now, let's add a little ether. Careful, don't fall asleep. And then we dump some detergent in there. That keeps it clean. And remember when your mother lost her mind when you played with mercury because it never leaves your body? Well, that makes it a great preservative. If you have a thermometer... Well, staying healthy is a lot more important than room temperature. Now, all of this goes into the centrifuge, like this blender, and... Hey, hey, hey!
All right.
It's vaccine for the whole...
You know what? There's more of it. I'll air it tomorrow in the first hour, folks. Got to come back with Paul Watson and finish up with a few other news items. Paul, I mean, that's really how they make the vaccine, my friend.
Yep, and then we get emails saying that it's a conspiracy theory that the government puts mercury in vaccines.
Well, that's right. We're evil demons. We made that up, Paul. But then how do I have a CBS News piece saying it's nutritious?
Exactly.
I mean, mercury is nutritious. According to the Bush administration official, torturing children is good. I mean, what more do you need? I mean...
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
We've got a local news clip from Minnesota that one of our engineers there saw on tape for us. And this is where they admit Minnesota and these other governments sell all your data to these private groups. They allow it to be public. The government gets your data. Do you understand? And then they give it to everyone. And then the criminals go buy it. And then identity theft goes to all-time highs. It's like Bank of America selling 3 million names to criminals. A known criminal group who then robbed a bunch of people. And then you hear TV ads about how we've all got to have national ID cards to keep us safe so the government can then sell that data. And I've got a news piece admitting this. I mean, Paul, it's so transparent.
It is. It's brazen and open. It always gets that way, you know, in the final days of tyranny. Good news is this Associated Press poll, young adults have healthy attitude towards privacy, where the vast majority said that the NSA spying was a step behind what the KGB did.
And that was, and it said snatching and grabbing. So, and at the same time here, privacy comes from the word for the toilet. So even in our own privies, privacies, we have cameras now in hundreds of school bathrooms. Make sure you add that to the police state piece, Paul. I mean, how far is it going to go? A president's top official saying torture children and crush their private parts in front of their parents. I mean, Jeffrey Dahmer type stuff. And Mercury's good for you. I mean, where does it end, Paul?
Well, yeah. I mean, I wrote an article in December. This former White House spokesman, Blackwell, said, in the case of an imminent attack, would you torture the terrorists to gain information? And he argued that you would, which, of course, has never happened in history. And everyone agrees, who can still use put two brain cells together, that, you know, someone under that situation is not going to give credible information.
Well, it's a hypothetical worst-case scenario just to convince and perfect the argument for torture, period.
Yeah.
It's a total fraud.
So I said, you know, why not up the ante and put Bunsen burners to children in order to protect the American people? And then this spokesman for Bush yesterday comes out and says something even worse than that, or at least advocates it, by saying that, you know, be down to the president.
Well, he wrote it in memos. I mean, he wrote in memos the president could do that to the president. Oh, president, you can burn them. You can crush them. I mean, imagine how sick that is. And, of course, it's not even real terrorists, folks. The president is the man for the actual terrorists that attacked us.
Yeah, and as Paul Craig Roberts said, you get self-implicating innocent people who will say anything to prevent this. So you create terrorists in that sense.
Well, we've got the Independent here, total side issue, but I mentioned it earlier, admitting that mammals they've done tests on are six times higher in mortality rate of newborn when mother was fed a diet of genetically engineered soy. I mean,
yeah,
that's what all the evidence shows, but no, but people are still going to go out and eat this, Paul.
They are, because they don't care. And to reach those people in most cases is not even worth the effort. Because
so the point is, exactly. The point is, in this climate of this stuff, we're all being abused, folks.
Yeah, and you can't always avoid all the trappings of it, but you can at least be aware of it and make an effort to.
Well, I agree with you. We've got to get you back up for longer than an hour sometime. There's been so much, and tomorrow we'll play that Minnesota clip. But, Paul, anything else you want to add?
No, just to keep fighting. I mean, a benchmark of our success is what they haven't done, not necessarily what we have. You know, Galloway said they'd be in Damascus and Tehran by now. So where there's a will, there's a way, and we can change things for the better.
Well, that's the point, is that they're juggernauts rolling forward, but we're slowing it.
Yeah, and that's the best we can do.
Exactly, and the longer we hold them, the worse their case gets. The more they're revealed, the stronger our forces grow. The more we can hold them back, folks. So everybody, put your weight physically against their machinery. Stop being apologetic. Be bold. Criminals run our society. They must be brought to justice. Paul Watson, I salute you for your great work, my friend.
Okay, thanks, Alex.
You bet. Back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2. God bless you all. Get out there and take on the New World Order.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.